deliverance? Maybe you've gone to deliverance ministries and you've gone in the line and you threw up, you fell out, and then when you left, you got attacked all over again. You need consistent deliverance. You need consistent deliverance ministry. And that's what Breaking Curses 101 offers. God has led me to create a program with classes, group sessions, and one-on-one sessions that are bringing miracles into people's lives. A woman just told me that $1,000 just appeared in her bank account. Another woman told me something similar happened to her. I think it was $500 with her. Marriages are getting back together. Babies are being born. People are finding spouses, getting married, starting businesses. Businesses are exploding. I'm getting so many testimonies from so many different directions. I'm just trying to figure out how to share it all. So this is done. These people are getting these results because of consistent deliverance. My online classes, if you buy my online classes, you have access to them for a year. If you get into the membership, it's a little cheaper for classes, but then it allows you face-to-face time with me, either through a Zoom session or webinar, where your personal issues will be addressed and cast out. And I also am available for couples deliverance and private family deliverance. So you can reach out to me for that as well. My site is breakingcurses101.thinkific.com. That's breakingcurses101.thinkific.com. Or you can just Google it and find it right there on the site. And my best classes, well, I should say the initial classes that people usually take are Fight Witchcraft and Win and Spirit Spouse Deliverance. Those two classes right there will revolutionize your whole life. You will see immediate turnaround, like within 24 hours. I mean, it feels instant, but then you start seeing things change within hours. That's the report I'm getting from other people. Some people say less than 2 weeks. That was the only option I gave them, less than 2 weeks. But I probably should have an option of 24 hours because some people do see changes in 24 hours. That's what I've been told. So check me out, and you can also email me at breakingcurses101@gmail.com. Ciao. It's been a long time since I've recorded a podcast. I am building up the ministry. I brought a couple of people on my team to better serve you. So I want to jump into astral projection. I have recently interacted with people who are dealing with heavy astral attacks in their lives. And this is the thing. Your ancestors or your bloodline had to have come into agreement in the area where you're getting attacked. Well, I guess I shouldn't say that's always the case, because of Job. He was blameless before the Lord, and Satan had to go to God and basically ask for permission to attack Job. But remember, Job was really afraid for his kids. He was afraid they're going to go to hell. He was making sacrifices for them daily. Remember? It was daily. So there was a level of fear there, and fear is an open door of attack. So anyway, Satan was able to attack Job, but Job came through it and ended up with twice as much.
And in my own little interpretation, I think Job got another wife. Because if his kids were grown by his first wife, she probably couldn't have no more kids. But anyway, back to astral projection. So I was working with a man who dealt with astral projection, and it turns out when we had a deliverance session and he was quote unquote under the knife, he saw where his ancestors in the Gobi Desert did snake rituals, calling in, chanting and calling in snakes so they can have the power of travel. They wanted the power of flight. That's what they call it. The power of flight, which means astral projection. So we had to do a lot of warfare against snake rituals. And afterwards, I found out later that he was still having attacks. They weren't as bad, but he was still having these attacks because he had not forgiven the witches in his life. He wanted them to be judged and basically sending death to them. And so he had to forgive them and release his curses off of them. And things calmed down. So another woman, she has had a lot of astral projection attacks from witches. And she also had astral projection in her bloodline. So I'm hearing, you know, if you're one of those people who get snatched out of your body at night and you're traveling, you're seeing things, there's a spirit called Sabnak. They call in Sabnak to give them the power of flight. Yeah, I'm giving all these little tricks away. These witches want to keep stuff hidden. But so basically, if you repent for astral projection in your bloodline, and you repent for the sacrifices they made to astral project, you can be free. Now, the Lord has to show you what those sacrifices are. And the more specific you are with your repentance, the better your deliverance experience. So, just thought I'd let you know that. Also, you can join me at Breaking Curses 101. I'm revamping my website, but you can find me on Facebook, in the Facebook group, Breaking Curses 101, Facebook group. I'm also on Instagram, use the hashtag Breaking Curses 101. And I have classes. Right now, the classes are on the Thinkific platform, Breaking Curses 101. thinkific.com. And Prayer, Praise, and Prophecy is a free Zoom session that I offer where you can come in, ask some questions, and you can enjoy the testimonies of people in the group that are getting delivered. And some people get healed listening to the testimonies. And then another feature of that class is sometimes we have breakout sessions where we deliver each other. I kind of let people in the group experiment, and then I'll do some deliverance as well. So join me, please, and God bless you, and I'll check you out in the next podcast. Ciao.